സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
We are going to see that Aparokshanubhuti, a Prakarana Grantha. Prakarana Grantha is known as treatise in English. This Prakarana Grantha is a Grantha which is secondary source of knowledge. It is a secondary source of knowledge. Then what is the primary source of knowledge? The primary source of knowledge is Veda. They are called Akara Granthas or Moola Granthas. Moola Grantha are primary texts. The four Vedas put together, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharvana Veda. These are the basic texts. They are called Akara Granthas or original texts. We can call them as original texts. These are the two groups. Original are Moola Granthas, then Prakarana Granthas. They are guiding us to understand the original source Granthas. Prakarana Granthas are those Granthas, they guide or they help us to understand the original source texts. So our Vedic texts are divided into two, original and secondary, or primary and secondary. So primary one is called Akara Granthas, secondary Granthas are called Prakarana Granthas. Then these original Granthas or Akara Granthas are divided into three. They are called Prasthana Trayam. The original Akara Granthas are divided into three. They are called Prasthana Trayam. Here, Prasthanam means a course material to study. Prasthanam means, original meaning is a marga, a path. That is original meaning of Prasthanam. A marga or a path, Prasthanam. But here we take Prasthanam means material, the source material for our study. The source is of two types, I told you. So what is this Prasthana Trayam? Primary, original, course material for study. What are those three course material for our study? First one is Shruti Prasthanam. Shruti means Upanishad. Upanishad means Veda Antabhaga. Vedanta is known as Shruti Prasthanam, number one. Number two, the second course material is Nyaya Prasthanam. Nyaya Prasthanam, a course material which helps us or supports our study by logical or reasoning. Logical or reasoning support it gives, that is called Nyaya Prasthanam. There is a logical support to that course material. The course material, Nyaya Prasthanam, which is supported by the logic or reasoning. This is Nyaya Prasthanam. That is, Brahma Sutra is called Nyaya Prasthanam. Upanishads are called Shruti Prasthanam. 108 Upanishads are there. We saw 10 to 11 Upanishads. Those Upanishads are called Shruti Prasthanam. They are not written by anyone. They are just original, heard by our rishis. That's why they are called Apaurusheyam. Apaurusheya Moola Grantha. Brahma Sutra is written by Vyasacharya. It comes under Paurusheya Grantha. Since it is written by Vyasacharya, the Brahma Sutras, which we are seeing, we are in second chapter, second pada, that is written by Vyasacharya. Then the third original course material is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is known as Smriti Prasthanam. This is also written by Vyasacharya only. So, Shruti Prasthanam, Upanishad, Nyaya Prasthanam, Brahma Sutra, and Smriti Prasthanam, Bhagavad Gita, don't say written by Lord Krishna. Okay, it is written by Vyasacharya. Taught by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. So, these are the three course material called Prasthana Trayam. Prasthana Trayam. Then, we have got many Prakarana Grandhas. Many Prakarana Grandhas, which are helpful or guiding, as a guiding course material. Guiding course material. That means, to understand the Upanishad, to understand Brahma Sutra, to understand Bhagavad Gita, these Prakarana Grandhas are very, very helpful, very useful. Those who study Prakarana Grandhas also only get clarity after studying Prasthanatrayam, or along with Prasthanatrayam study, Prakarana Grandhas also must be studied. So I have already taken this Aparokshanubhuti Prakarana Grandha. Now I am taking second time. So very, very nice, beautiful, comprehensive Prakarana Grandha. What is the job of Prakarana Grandha? We have to see. There are three types of Prakarana Grandhas. Prakarana Grandhas are three types. First type of Prakarana Grandha is Shravana Upayogi Prakarana Grandha. Shravana Upayogi Prakarana Grandha. Second type of Prakarana Grandhas, you can say Manana Upayogi Prakarana Grandha. Manana Upayogi Prakarana Grandha. What is third one? Nididhyasana Upayogi Prakarana Grandha. Among the Prakarana Grandhas itself, since our Jnana Yoga Sadhana is in three steps, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, Prakarana Grandha is a guiding text. So Prakarana Grandha also must look into Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana. There are some Prakarana Grandhas only focusing on Shravanam. For the purpose of Shravanam, they are useful. There are some Prakarana Grandhas only for the Mananam purpose. After doing lot of Shravanam, you have to study that Prakarana Grandha. Otherwise, you should not study the Prakarana Grandha, Manana Prakarana Grandha. Nididhyasana Prakarana Grandha, you need not study, you have to contemplate. Because there is no teaching in that, there is only reminding your real nature. Now let us see that ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ, ಶ್ರವಣ ಉಪಯೋಗಿ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ. ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರವಣ ಉಪಯೋಗಿ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ ಮೇನ್ಲಿ. ದ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ಜೀವಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ಈಶ್ವರ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ಜಗತ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ಪ್ರಾರಬ್ಧ ಕರ್ಮ, ಆಗಾಮಿ ಕರ್ಮ, ಸಂಚಿತ ಕರ್ಮ, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್, ಸಾಧನ ಚತುಷ್ಟಯ ಸಂಪತ್ತಿ, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಗಿವೆನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾನತ್ರಯಂ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಡ್ because they are all over in Bhagavad Gita also. Where is jiva swarupam exactly you cannot find out in Bhagavad Gita. Very very difficult. Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti at a particular place it is not given, whereas in prakrana grandhas the topics are very beautifully arranged systematically, sequentially. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ತತ್ವಬೋಧ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಜೀವಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ದೆನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ದೆನ್ ಜಗತ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸಾಧನ ಚತುಷ್ಟಯ ಸಂಪತ್ತಿ, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐಕ್ಯಂ, ಅಂಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಂಚಿತ ಆಗಾಮಿ ಕರ್ಮ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಡ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್, ಇನ್ ಎ ಸಿಕ್ವೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ see only in prakrana grandhas. Atma bodha is one of the prakrana grandha. Viveka chudamani, advaita makarandam, so many prakrana grandhas. Vedanta sara, visa, so many prakrana grandhas. How many of you remember, I do not know. So many prakrana grandhas we have completed. So these prakrana grandhas are arranged in a like a gardener plucking flowers from each tree and arranging in a like a garland. Red flowers, yellow flowers, white flowers, like that. If you go to a garden, all flowers all over, it is not arranged. Veda Sruti Prasthanam, Smruti Prasthanam, these are all like a forest. Big forest. Prakrana Grandha is like a garland, beautifully arranged systematically in sequential order. Therefore, Prakrana Grandha's job is that to focus on a particular topic. It is like a specialization. Doctors, they study first MBBS and they specialize, either dentist or ENT specialist or dermatologist, illa jistha. So they specialize in particular area. Like that, prakrana grandha is also a focusing on a particular topic, highlighting particular topic. So, Tvampada Vichara, some Prakrana Grandhas talk only about Tvampada Vichara. What is Tvampada Vichara? You get more clarity in that. Some Prakrana Grandhas talk about only Tatpada Vichara. Then you read Tvampada in other book. Asipada Vichara, of course, they bring. So, like this Jagat Vichara, all these very, very zoomed, you can call it a zoomed, focused, bird eye view like. Another example if I give, in atlas, all countries are there. You know atlas globe, if you turn, all countries are there. You get where India you have to search so much. And India also, so many states are there. The national, the map, if you see, India map, So it is all over there India, but you focus on particular Tamil Nadu map only available. You can see T Nagar also in that. Only Tamil Nadu. If you take only Chennai, T Nagar, Kesari High School, Pondi Bazar, also you can see. But in India map you cannot see Pondi Bazar, T Nagar and all. Why? Because it is total, whole map that is. So particular place you want to see, so details are more. Details are more. That's why in computer, when you want to see the particular state, you click there. That only is zoomed. You want particular point, Jigat Swarupam, Jiva Swarupam, click Jiva Swarupam, which Prakarana Grandha, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampati, click. Like that, there are Prakarana Grandhas. So, Sravana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas. For that, so many examples you can take. See, source is always is a source. Furniture, you see, so many varieties of furniture. But source is difficult to utilize, no? For the purpose. Once you make it into different furniture, the same wood. Without wood, there is no furniture. Similarly, all Prakarana Grandhas are nothing but source is what? Veda, Upanishad. That is why Lord Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita, he says, this is not my teaching. Panditaha ahuhu, he says. Often he says, Panditaha budhaha ahuhu. That's why it is not his teaching, new teaching I am teaching. Don't think like that, Arjuna. This original source, Vedas. Even Smriti also depending upon Shruti. Therefore, Prakarana Grandhas are all ways to look, focus on the original. This is the Shravana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas. In certain books, they write commentators also. Not only Prakarana Grandhas, all commentators write commentaries focusing upon a particular aspect of Vedanta. For example, Adhyasa. Adhyasa is taken in only in particular Prakarana Grandhas, not in all Grandhas. Shankaracharya writes a commentary upon Adhyasa to Brahma Sutra. In the introduction he writes Adhyasa Bhashyam. In Brihadaranyaka he writes Ghata Bhashyam. So all these are meant to give clarity. So the more you study, you get more clarity. Crystal clear your knowledge. Now Manana Upayogi Grandhas are meant to remove your doubts. The reflecting upon those Grandhas, Prakarana Grandhas, which are helpful for Mananam. Here, other systems of philosophies, they are talking about creation. Other systems of philosophies, Visishtadvaitam, Dvaitam, they also have bhashyams, commentaries on Prasthanatrayam. And there are Prakarana Grandhas, they are called Siddhi Grandhas. All Manana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas are called Siddhi Grandhas. They bring other systems of philosophies and what are the fallacies, why Advaita alone is correct, why other systems are not correct regarding Jagat Karanam, regarding this creation. Even scientists, Big Bang theory, Darwinism theory, we don't accept. Even Vaisheshika, Nyaya, Sankhya, Yoga, Nastika Darshanams, other Astika Darshanams, all are analyzed, threadbare analysis in Manana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas. Like Advaita Siddhi, Naishkarmya Siddhi, Ishta Siddhi, very advanced, lot of logic is there in that. Comparative study of Vedanta, Advaita and other systems of philosophy. Using the same Mahavakya for Prasthanatrayam, they have commentaries. They conclude Dasoham. Vishishta Advaiti, Dvaiti conclude Dasoham. Advaiti, same Prasthanatrayam, they have their own commentaries, conclude with Soham. Aham Saha Paramatma. But he says Dasoham. Sada Soham we say, I am Dasa Dasoham they say. Why this difference? Same Mahavakya, same mantra, why this type of understanding differently? That is why Manana Grandhas are required. We'll see in future, if possible. Time permits, we will see one or two Manana Siddhi Grandhas. But you have to prepare a lot before studying that Manana Siddhi Grandhas. I am afraid of taking, because whether you continue or not to the class. So if I am confident that you definitely attend, then I will take. I have to get that confidence. Then I will take that Prakarana Grandhas. Manana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas. Very, very important. Then Nididhyasana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas. They are just like, you know, Nirvana Shaktam. Even Ashtavakra Gita is a Nididhyasana Upayogi Prakarana Grandha. There is no much teaching in Ashtavakra Gita. Aham Brahmasmi only telling. Janaka always saying what? I am Brahman. Ashtavakra, their dialogue is too high. There is no any sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, jiva swarupam, ishvara swarupam, discussion is not there. We saw that Ashtavakra Gita also. Even though we are studying that text not for learning anything newly. Nididhyasana Prakarana Grandhas are not meant to learn anything new. Whatever you have already learned through Shravana Dvara, that you are reflecting upon and contemplating. Just listening to the text is not a learning purpose. Understand? It is nothing you learn newly. Just for one sample I took that Ashtavakra Gita. How many of you attended? I don't know. That Ashtavakra Gita is a beautiful Nididhyasana Grandha. I consider it like that. So, Mano Buddhyankara Chittani Naham, all these are called Nididhyasana Upayogi Prakarana Grandhas. Now, we come to the Aparokshanubhuti Prakarana Grandha, the title. This is the background I have given now. What is Prakarana Grandha? The job of Prakarana Grandha. Prakarana Grandha is a course material. It is a secondary course material, not primary. Therefore, people do not know many Prakarana Grandhas at all. People know generally only Bhagavad Gita. In the universal level, if you see, when other countries' people look at India, the Bharat, this country, they remember, they always consider this country is a Vedic culture. They know better than us. In India, people, they do not know that ours is a Vedic culture, there are Vedas, our culture is depending on Vedas, they do not know. Even in history, there is a portion, Vedic age. Vedic age is a topic. That means what? In which age, people were full-fledged in Vedic lifestyle. Therefore, other countries, in universal level, if you see, once they just think about India, immediately Vedas comes into their mind. Even not Indians, they think India, oh Vedas, four Vedas, they remember like that. That much prominent Vedas, India Vedas means one and the same. But not for Indians, other countries' people, they have that much awareness towards Vedas which belong to that India. They are surviving, they are propagating, they are preserved. All country people, they know who are all studying the religion in the universities, professors, they all know. They all know all the prasthanatrayam. Foreigners, they study. The proof is Morium Williams, the dictionary what he has written for Sanskrit. It is big talagani, pillow like, you cannot lift it. A foreigner wrote a dictionary for what? Sanskrit. Sanskrit and giving English meaning. That is a standard dictionary now available, written by a foreigner. Why I am telling how they give more importance to our country because of Vedas. Now come to the point. This Aparokshanubhuti text is also a small Prakarana Grandha with 144 verses. Aparokshanubhuti is a Prakarana Grandha three times with 144 verses. First I will give you the meaning of the title. Aparoksha Anubhuti. This is the title of the text. Aparoksha means Atma. The self is the meaning. Aparoksha means Atma, the self. How can we take this meaning? I'll explain how that meaning comes. Before going to see that Aparoksha elaborately, let us think about this. Once, if you see certain objects which are remote, far away from you, indirectly you know them. Far away, they are not available to your eyes. So, far away, remote objects, they are called Paroksham. An object which is far away, remote, not available for your eye perception. It is not available for your eyes perception. It is known as Paroksham. It is known as Paroksham. Ashnaha Param, beyond your eyes perception. Ashnaha Param Paroksham. Any object for that matter, if it is remote, far away, it is called Paroksham. It is not directly perceptible. It is indirect. Number one. Next, there are certain objects which are available for your perception nearby, close by, proximate. They are called Pratyaksham. Now this clip is Pratyaksham. Close by, few feet away. Close by, proximate, Pratyaksham, perceptible through your eyes. So this is called Pratyaksham. What is the first one? Remote object, far away object, Paroksham. Close by object, proximate object is called Pratyaksham. So, Paroksham is also an object. Whatever is Pratyaksham is also object. What is common for Paroksham and Pratyaksham? Both are objects. Whether you know the objects indirectly, which are far away, which are remote, they are also objects. Certain objects which are very close, my proximate, they are also objects. So both are objects only. Paroksham or pratyaksham, both are objects. Now, subject, this is object. Close by, far away is object. What about the subject? Subject is I, the self, am neither paroksham nor pratyaksham but aparoksham. It is neither far away nor proximate. It is neither remote nor proximate, neither far away nor close by, but I myself am is aparoksham, the subject. I am not the object. Object is, some objects are remote, some objects are proximate, some objects are far away, some objects are close by. Subject, how far from you? Tell me now. Objects are close by, far away. Subject, far away or close by? I am the subject. I am the subject, not even closest. I am the subject. So, I the subject am parisesan nyayena, I am not the object. Two types of objects come under either paroksham or pratyaksham. Therefore, I am neither paroksham nor pratyaksham. Therefore, what remains? Aparoksham, apratyaksham. Na paroksham, na pratyaksham. Therefore, apratyaksham, aparoksham, aham, the subject, the self. Now, how we have arrived at aparoksham as self, atma? Understand? You cannot get in Bhagavad Gita class this. Now understand why Prakarana Grandha? Aparoksha means atma. How can you take aparoksha means as atma, the subject, the self? I, the subject, I am the self, is aparoksham. I am not neither paroksham nor pratyaksham, because paroksham and pratyaksham both are happens to the object. I am not object, I am the subject. The subject must be what? Not paroksham, not pratyaksham. Therefore, who am I? I am aparoksham atma. Aparoksha atma or aparoksham brahma. The self is aparoksham, apratyaksham. Pratyaksham, subject is pratyaksham. I, the subject, am first person. In grammar, vyakaranam, I am the first person, the subject. The second person and third person, you, the second person. He is third person. Grammar, remember? You grammar? Okay. He is the remote object, like paroksham. You is pratyaksha, second person. Now, important idea you have to remember here. You have to note. Second persons are changing, variable. Third persons are also variable. But the first person, who is knowing the second person, who is knowing the third person, is not variable, non-variable, not changing. I, the subject, never change, but the objects, what am I knowing, are changing. Sometimes I know the clip, sometimes I know the book, sometimes I know flower, sometimes I know the tree, sometimes I know different objects, either in second person or in third person. Are you knowing only one subject all the time? No. Hundreds, thousands of objects you are knowing. But the knowing subject, one or many? One. Therefore, now, aparoksha means self, atma. Next point. Now you understand what is aparoksha? First person, subject, Who is knowing? All second person objects, third person objects, all he is knowing. You are you when I am there. You are you when I am there. This point coming now only. I can talk about you second person when there is first person. Is it possible to talk about the second person without first person? Is it possible to talk about an object, a second person or second object without first person? No. Therefore, first person is the content, self. Clear? Who am I? Aparoksha Atma. Next word in the title, Anubhuti. Anubhuti means experience. Anubhuti means experience. Now you put together, Aparoksha means self, Anubhuti means experience. Self experience. Self experience means I, the subject, am aware of myself. I am experiencing myself. Anubhuti or Anubhava. Aparoksha Anubhuti means self experience. I am. What is self experience? I am self experience. Therefore, I need not verify whether I am there or not. Do you verify any time? Often I used to say, "Naan irukkena illaya nu konju chollungo." Sandeham varuma? Varave varadu. Not possible. He is there or not? Please tell me. You have doubt. Other second person, third person, we get doubt, but to about our presence, about our existence, we never have a doubt. The self-experience is self-evident. Self-experience is self-evident. That is the point we have to note now. What is self-experience? Self-experience is the experience of myself. Self-experience is experience of myself. Self-experience is available. When it is available now, tell me. Self-experience is experience of myself. I'll repeat once again. Self-experience is called aparokshanubhuti. Aparoksha means self. Anubhuti means experience. Therefore, self-experience is available when, where, is there kala desha niyama for that? Particular time, particular place, I am having self-experience. That is why pratibodha viditam matam jagrat svapna sushupti shusputatara ya samvit. That samvit is called self-experience. Atma. Aham. Atma. Always evident to myself. I never miss myself. This is called self-experience. Tell me, any human being in this world lacking this self-experience? This Atma Anubhava, Aparoksha Atma Anubhava, anyone is lacking? What? I am the subject, I am the knower of everything, I know I am there. This is called self-experience. I experience, I the self experience myself. Anyone is missing this? Anyone is lacking? No. But people are lacking what? Knowledge, understanding about that self. Even though self-experience is all the time available for all human beings. Other beings also it is available, but they don't talk, we talk. All the time it is available, but wise person knows that I am the self, the atma, ever evident. But ignorant person, even though that self experience is there, he do not know that is self experience. He mistakes what? Self experience, he mistakes it as, he misunderstands as body experience, mind experience. That is the problem. Ignorance. Ignorance. Other examples also you can see. Wise person and ignorant person. Earth is moving. For ignorant person, earth is not moving, stationary. For wise person, earth is moving. Even though experientially it is stationary, but what is fact? Earth is moving. Both of them are on the same earth. Now see the difference in understanding. Experience la bedham illa. Avanukku stationary aaya theriyirudhu, ivanukku stationary aaya theriyirudhu. Stationary enna na? Not moving. Ignorant person also experiencing it is stationary. Wise person also experiencing it is stationary. But where difference? In knowledge. Wise person knows earth is not stationary. Even though I am experiencing it is stationary, it is moving. But otherwise person, ignorant person, do not know earth is moving, he do not know. Like that, sun, when sun illumining that moon, moon borrows light from the sun. Ignorant person sees the moonlight as moonlight. Wise person, moonlight to wise person. Okay. Wise person knows that that is not moonlight, that it is sunlight. Both of them are seeing what? Moonlight only. But wise person sees what? This is not moonlight. This is only sunlight. Sunlight only reflecting through the moon planet. He knows. Even though both of their experience is moonlight, one person's knowledge it is sunlight, another person's knowledge is moonlight. Yesterday only Purnami, moonlight. Now also you can see moonlight. Wise person remembers that. Ignorant person do not know that. Similarly, with regard to Atma also, the Self also, both of them, ignorant person also has got self-experience. All the time, I am there, aham, aham, I am, ignorant person also is having. Jnani also, I am, self-awareer. Ignorant person also self-awareer. Self mean what? Naan irukken. Naan irukken. I am here. I am here. Both of them know. But what is the difference between both of them? This person, ignorant person, do not know that self is that atma, aham, brahma, asmi, he do not know. Lack of knowledge. That atma is satyam. That atma is nityam. That Atma is Jnanaswarupam, that Atma is Anantam, otherwise person, ignorant person, do not know. In spite of having self-experience, what is the use? Miserably, struggling, worrying, so many problems he is facing. Whereas this person is having self-experience and self-knowledge also. Therefore, Prakarana Granthas or Upanishads or Gita, they are not coming here to teach you the self-experience. They have... Why? They need not teach you self-experience. Why? You are already having that. What you are already having, Upanishad need not give. I know I am here. Self-experience, self-evident. Na irukka illiyaa enak doubt ah. Adhu Upanishad venuma enna? Everyone of us know we are here. I know I am here. But you do not know that you are that self Brahman. So Upanishad has come only to give that self evident, ever experiencing consciousness is that knowledge about that. What is the nature of that self? Upanishad has to come and teach. Upanishad need not give you self experience. Atma anubhavam eppo varumo, eppo varuvaro, eppo varuvaro. Enna atma anubhavam. Now, do you want atma anubhavam? You will never ask, isn't it? In spite of this much explanation, still you desire for atma anubhavam. Avadu enna artham? You are denying that you are the self. After explaining, I am experiencing myself. The self experience is experience of myself. I am not missing, I am not lacking. Do you desire further atma anubhava? Ippo atma anubhava irukka illaya? Irukka. ஆத்ம ஜானம் இல்லாத்தினால் ஆத்ம அனுபவம் வேணும் அனு கேக்குறது. சின்ஸ் யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ், யூ ஆர் டிசைரஸ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஆல்ரெடி பொசிசிங் தட் செல்ஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், சின்ஸ் யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் தட் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ், பீப்புள் ஆர் வெயிட்டிங் ஃபார் வாட்? ஆத்ம அனுபவா, பிரம்மாத்மா அனுபவா, எப்போ வருமோ அனுபவம். Anubhava need not come. You are already having every second. You are not missing even a second, a moment. You are self-awareer. Who are you? The subject. What is the proof, Swamini? I the subject, I am awareer there. What is the proof? You the subject is the proof because you are knowing the object. You are knowing the object. That knowing that object knowledge is the proof for the existence of the subject. Knowledge of the all objects, knowledge of all objects is the proof for the existence of the subject. The subject never be doubted. Subject can never be doubted. Clear? This is called aparoksha anubhuti. Now we have to study text or not? Avashyamai illa. But still we study. This is how to get self knowledge. Atma anubhava sake you need not study aparoksha anubhuti. Aparoksha anubhuti sake you need not study aparoksha anubhuti. அபரோக்ஷ ஜானம் சேக் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி. இது புரியறதுக்கு கொஞ்சம் டைம் ஆகும். பர் அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி யூ நீட் நாட் ஸ்டடி அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி. பர் அபரோக்ஷ ஜானம் சேக் வி ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி அபரோக்ஷானுபூதி. டு ஸ்டடி த டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆர் நாட், ஹூ டிசைட்? சோ இஃப் யூ have aparoksha jnanam, you need not study. If you don't have aparoksha jnanam, you have to study. Aparoksha anubhuti is not doubted. It is very, very evident. I hope I have communicated. I hope you have received. So this is called self-experience. Now self experience mixed with a lot of other experiences. Why this self experience, even though it is always available, why this person is not having self knowledge? Because the self experience is mixed with what? Husband, wife, daughter, son, aham brahmanah, aham kshatriyah, aham தமிழியன், அஹம் தெலுங்கு, லைக் தட் ஐ ஆம். அண்ட் யூ ஆர் ஆடிங் லாட் ஆஃப் அனாத்மா. தட் இஸ் வை யூ ஆர் மிஸ்ஸிங் தட் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். யூ ஆர் மிக்சிங் அப் அண்ட் மெஸ்ஸிங் அப். மிக்சிங் அண்ட் மெஸ்ஸிங் அப். Therefore, this is the title. Now we come to the first sloka, Mangala sloka. We will read.
Shri Harim Paramanandam. உபதேஷ்டாரமீஸ்வரம் வ்யாபகம் சர்வலோகானாம் காரணம் தம் நமாம்யஹம்.
எவ்ரி ஆத்தர் of any text begins with a prayer verse, Mangala Shlokaha or Prarthana. Every author, before starting, there is a fear inside. Two types of fear. This text must be completed without any obstacle. The first fear. While writing, there should not be any obstacle. This text must be completed. So this is the first desire of any writer, author. The second fear is, this must be read by those deserved readers. That means it must reach to that readers, and this must reach to many people. This must be popularized. The subject must reach to many people. What is the intention of a writer? While I am writing something, so many people, if they read this, I am very happy. The content must reach to all people. The desire is very natural. Otherwise, why I have to write the book? Why I have to write the book? Why taking so many pains? I am writing means I have to complete this book, and this must be read by many people. So these two must be fulfilled. These are the desires of that author. So author want to get the blessings of Ishvara, the Paramatma, so that these two obstacles won't be there. My grantha will be completed and this will reach to many people, and many people will read and be benefited. These are the two desires of that author, keeping that in his mind to prevent the obstacles. Prayer vighna nivrityartham, vighna nivaranartham. Vighna means obstacle. Vighna can come because of prarabdha papam, because of any papa of any janma. If it is there, obstacle will come. So to stop that, to put suspense for some time, it should not come until I finish this text. Like that, some prayer. That kala is involved, prayatnam is involved, daivam is involved while writing. Therefore, the prayer verse is meant to vigna nivrityartham, grandha paripurna samapti. It is very, very important. That is why that shloka, mangala shloka. So, aparokshanubhuti means what? Right understanding about the self, right experience of the self. And jolla kudada, you should not say experience of the self. Right understanding about the self. I have some misunderstanding about myself. I have to get right understanding. That is called aparokshanu bhuti. Now the shloka meaning we'll see. ஸ்ரீஹரிம் தம் அஹம் நமாமி. ஐ செல்யூட் நமாமி I salute. To whom? Tam. To that Lord. Who is he? Sri Hari. Who is Upadeshtaram? Who is Adi Guru? Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtham. Lord Narayana is the first Guru. Or Sadashiva Samarambham. Anyway. So, here Adi Shankaracharya is offering his salutations to Lord Bhagavan, who is the first Adi Guru. Who is he? Sri Hari. Lord Narayana. Sriman Narayana. Hari means Harati. Pratibandhan iti Harihi. Harati. The one who takes away all obstacles is called Harihi. Sri Hari means, Sri means Lakshmi. Here Lakshmi stands for Brahman, Vidya. That Lord Narayana, who removes all obstacles, who is having Brahma Vidya with him, Sri Hari. Who is he? Upadeshtan. Upadeshtru means one who is the teacher, Adi Guru, the first teacher. That means what? When I salute to the first teacher, I am saluting to my teacher also. Guru Parampara, this Namaskara goes. So my Guru also included in Guru Parampara also. Adi Guru, when I do Namaskara, my Guru also included. Shankaracharya remembers his Guru, Govinda Bhagavat Pada, Upadeshtaram. Govinda Bhagavat Pada, who comes in Guru Parampara, I salute him. So Bhagavan and Guru are not separate. So Upadeshta, Adi Guru, Sriman Narayana. In that Parampara, Govinda Bhagavat Pada is also there. So I am saluting to Adi Guru, Sriman Narayana, and to my Guru who comes in that Parampara. Upadeshtaram. Paramatma is Ishwaram, who is the Lord. And Paramanandam, who is the supreme nature of Ananda. Vyapakam, who is all pervading. Sarvalokanam Karanam, Jagat Upadana Nimitta Karanam, Abhinna Nimitta Karanam. Therefore, sarvalokanam karanam, tam namami. More in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnah purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantih. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்.